has joined.
Mama.
Has joined. Has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, we have an interesting day. We'll start in about 2 minutes. My computer closed some windows that obviously my fault because computers don't make mistakes.
Has joined.
Good evening. We're planning to start it up another minute. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Sati, Berura, Alephet Gimel Yotap Sadi. This connects to unconditional love. Kabil Rinat. Amcha sagvenu, acharenu, no ra, freshayim tet nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, cross satan. Translation, Arab Satan, Arab satan. Na gibor. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. These six letters connect to Parnassah and healing. Without healing, there's no Parnassah. Without Parnassah, there's no healing. Barchem Taharem. Rachame sikatam ami amle betet reich sarita gimel. Betet reich sarita gimel. This sequence connects to the sestra of Netzach. In its essence of eternity, eternal. Tasin kadosh, berov tuvcha, nael adata, etzufet nunayin. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod in its essence of appreciation and thankfulness. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of foundation, sexuality, creativity, creation. Zavatenu Kabel Utmatsia Katenu Yodea Halumo Shinkupa Tadiyuta. The sequence connects to unconditional love as this process of reaching completion, of reaching perfection. We will now connect to the energy of certainty utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It's from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, Kudsha Berichu, Ishkinte, Bidkilu, Urkimu, Udkilu, Udkilu, Urkimu, Leachda, Lashem, Yudhe, Bavate, Beyehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu konenei aleinu maaseh yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Berichu Koma De'aved Ve'ela Wetata Kolaihu kishot v'yovada ikshot v'leid la mila b'alma divaye barnash v'dach yaleya mineya ulan haga v'yakalana yahakulu ovada shout inun wiko lights to reach the alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'amil Yisrael untati v'shakan tahta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei abla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. Our current year, 5781, is a year of redemption, providing that the children of Israel are prepared. One of the ways we prepare and grow our vessel is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy of redemption. It comes from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 21. Wagam mehem eka lakohanim lalivim amar Hashem. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta e za yo ala da la a wa he he ya yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la a wa ka la yo la wa wa be he la. Nulacha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be yo a shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la, yo la, hey. Ta a la, re yo, yo a shi la, me yo, hey. Wa ge wa, da nu yo, hey, hey, shi, a me, me. Nu nu a, nu yo ta, me be, hey, pe wa yo. Nu me me, yo yo la, hey, re, hey, me ta re. Wa me be, yo, hey, hey, a nu wa, me, hey, what yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, and we will utilize the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he a ka anu a ka me da he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa he pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo hey hey shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he a ko me nu da la nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za hey shi hey me ka ka wa wa la yo yo hey a a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me ta re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me ha le he le a yo. May, hey, May. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 25th day of Tishrei. Rabbi Levi Yitzhak of Berdichev is a very famous Kabbalist, Hasidic Rebbe, living in the times right after the Baal Shem Tov. He was one of the famous students. And if we have time tomorrow morning, we'll listen to some stories said about him and by him. Rabbi Moshe Sofer, the Chassam Sofer. Rabbi David Matatisiahu Rabinowitz, known as the Biala Rebbe from Bnei Brak. Rabbi Yehuda Leib, the Magid of Chostraha. Rabbi Benjamin of Tzlatzitz. And Rabbi Yom Tov Lipman Helperin. We will connect to the Ani meditation, but first we will say the eighth verse of the Anabakoa in a whisper. And now we will do something we haven't done in a while, the Ani meditation, which is a method of climbing the tree of life. Yo aheni wa yohe malhut. Yo aheni wa yohe malhut. Yo aheni wa yohe. Yo ahuni wu yohu yusod. Yo ahuni wu yohu yusod. Yo ahuni wu yohu yusod. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Od, you ahuni wu yohu. Od, you ahuni wu yohu. Od, ye ahini wu yohi. Netza, ye ahini wu yohi. Netza, ye ahini wu yohi. Netza, yo ahuni wu yohu. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho, tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho, tiferet. Ye ash ni wo yosh, gevura. Ye ash ni wo yosh, gevura. Ye ash ni wo yosh, gevura. Ye aheni wo yohe. Chesed, yeah, anyway, yoche. Chesed, yeah, anyway, yoche. Chesed, yeah, anyway, yohe. Bina, yeah, anyway, yohe. Bina, yeah, anyway, yohe. Bina, yeah, anyway, yoha. Hachma, ya ahani wa yoha, hachma, yo ahi, ya ahani wa yoha, hachma, ya ahani wa yoha, keter, ya ahani wa yoha, keter, ya ahani wa yoha, keter. Now for the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, hey, Yud, hey, wow, Yud, hey, wow, hey, Yud, Yud, hey, Yud, hey, wow, Yud, hey, wow, hey, Yud. the abridged Kaddish. It Kadavit Kadash Me Rabbah. And we all say Amen.
Amen.
Israel ba'agala u'bizman kariv it barach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itromam v'itnaseh v'itadar v'italeh v'italal sh'meidu kutsha v'eila min kol birkata v'shirata v'shbechata v'nechemata Da'amiran bi'alma, Keheshlama rabba min shamaya, V'chayim aleinu v'alkoh Yisrael, V'imru amen. O se shalom bim romav, U'yase shalom aleinu v'alkoh Yisrael, V'imru amen. Today's class is an essay by the Ari from the Parasha of Bereshit. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14. The left column from the second column from the left. When you open up the landing page, scroll down to Parasha Bereshit. There are two links under that parasha. The second one is what we will be reading tonight. It's entitled Creation, the Hidden and the Revealed. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urkimu Udkilu Udkilu Urkimu Le'achta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. The Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism for lack of a better term at this point, there are better terms, but the translator didn't want to put off all you people who are just starting to learn Kabbalah. Kabbalah was the original Torah. That's a powerful statement. Let's begin to understand it. In the beginning, in Hebrew, the word is Bereshit. Beginning with the letter Bet, Hashem created the heavens and the earth. This is the first verse in the Torah. Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. Seven words, 28 letters. Why did the Torah begin with the letter Bet, the second letter of the Aleph Bet? And not with an Aleph, the first letter. Why was the Aleph saved for the first letter of Anochi, which means I, the first word of the 10 utterances? The Peshat, the simple level of the Torah, is its body, while the Sod, the Kabbalah, is the Torah, its soul of the Torah. The fact that the Torah begins with the letter Bet of Bereshit teaches that the Torah has or contains two aspects, the Peshat, its simple or literal meaning, and the Sod, its secrets, its deeper meaning. The Peshat of the Torah is its body, while the Sod of the Torah is its soul. Its body corresponds to this world, while its soul corresponds to the world that is coming. The important thing to know is that although the complete revelation of the soul level of the Torah is reserved for the world that is coming. This does not mean that drops or inklings of that deeper level are not accessible now. The Torah that the Tzaddikim learn in the Garden of Eden is none other than its level of Sod. For the Torah in which the Holy One took delight before creating the world, as well as the Torah that the Tzaddikim learn in the Garden of Eden, is none other than its level of Sod. Indeed, the Torah studied in the Garden of Eden was the initial Torah. Therefore, the fact that the Torah begins with the letter Bet also teaches that the Torah that we have here in the physical dimension is the second Torah, the one that was enclosed, assuming the lower form of this world, and which is a garment for the initial Torah, its soul. Again, for this reason, the Torah begins with a Bet, which itself is the second letter of the Aleph Bet. Our sages cautioned in the book of the Talmud called Chagiga, and most of us don't know it, at least those who've never read the section of Chagiga. That's the name of a particular sacrifice that's associated with Pesach. We know about the Paschal Lamb, but Chagiga is also a second sacrifice that was brought at temple times, was brought into the temple. So our sages cautioned that we do not have permission to speak about what precedes the Aleph, for this relates to questions such as, what is above? What preceded this world? What is below? Etc. The Aleph is below. The Aleph corresponds to the dimension of Atzilut, the first world, in that it precedes the Bria, the second world. Atzilut is emanation, Bria is creation. This teaches that the Torah that we have comes from Bria. Accordingly, it uses the word bara, which means created in Hebrew. Since it is only up to this world, the level of Bria, that we do have permission to speak about. For this reason, the Torah begins with the letter Bet. Atzilut, and all the more so anything that precedes it, in contrast, we may only contemplate in thought. In Hebrew, it's the word makshava, and the ma meditation that we do is connecting to makshava. Atzilut thus corresponds to makshava, to thought. Bria corresponds to oscillating thought. In Hebrew, the word is hirur, the intermediate stage that takes place as we translate pure thought into words. Yetzirah corresponds to speech, dibur, and asiyah corresponds to deed, maaseh, actions. This set of correspondences is alluded to
has joined.
Verse. He saw it, and he declared it. He measured it, yes, and he examined it. This verse in context, a pouch of wisdom is better than rubies. Pure gold cannot be weighed against it. But where does wisdom come? Where is the source of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all beings, concealed from the fowl, the angelic beings of the heavens. God understands the way to it. He knows its source, for he sees to the ends of the earth. He observed all that is beneath the heavens. When he fixed the weight of the winds, set the measure of the waters, when he set an ordinance for the rain,
and a course for the thunder. He saw it, and he declared it. He measured it, yes, and he examined it. See, the fear of God is wisdom. To shun evil is understanding. I am adding, below is a chart of correspondences. The Hebrew word that's being translated to English, the activity cited, the corresponding world, and the related sefirah. He saw makshava, thought, pure thought, atzilut, which is chachma. He declared hirhur, the oscillating thought, bria, bina. He measured dibur, speech, yetzirah, tiferet, or zeranpin. And he examined ma'aseh, the deeds, the world of asiya and malchut. Alternatively, the reason the Torah begins with the bet of Bereshit is because the letter bet is breached. It's open on one side and enclosed on three sides. In this sense, its form is like that of the world. The intention behind this was that if any man would think to declare himself a deity, people would challenge him to create, to complete the fourth side of the world. Caius Caligula is one such example. Regarding Caius Caligula, we find in the Talmud, it happened once that Shimon HaTzadik heard a voice from heaven issue forth from the Holy of Holies, announcing, "The enemy's decree to place a statue of himself in the temple has been annulled." At that moment, in another part of the world, Caius Caligula was slain, and his decree is annulled. They noted down the time when the voice from heaven spoke, and it tallied with the time of Caligula's assassination. How great is the good that you have hidden away? This breach side is none other than the Tzafon, the north side of the world, as the verse indicates. He stretches forth the north over Tohu and suspends the earth upon nothingness. That is the Blessed One. Place the firmament over all the other directions, east, west, and south. As a dome is placed over walls, only over the breached north side of the world is the firmament suspended over nothingness. Physical evidence for this spiritual principle may be found in the fact that ships wishing to travel from the northeast to the northwest cannot travel west along the northern border. Instead, they must take a long roundabout route, traveling south along the eastern border, and then west along the southern border, and then north along the western border, until they reach their destination in the northwest. We all know this as the route Magellan took to go around the world. Clearly, if they could travel straight along the northern border, they would do so, for it is a much shorter route. Rather, that border is breached like a city whose northern wall has been destroyed. Ships, therefore, cannot travel there. Behold, the entire thickness of the earth compared to the depth of the Atlantic Ocean is like that of a mustard seed. For the Atlantic Ocean is 500 years deep, meaning it would take 500 years to span it by foot. whereas the thickness of Earth is a mere 7 years. Kabbalistic tradition always clothes information about the hidden spiritual dimensions in the scientific facts of that time. In the words of the Maharal of Prague, the sages did not concern themselves in the least with physical phenomena, but with underlying spiritual essence. Note the Ramchal in his Ma'amar Hagadot, in an introduction to En Yaakov, which is the Agadot, the cultural, the aspects of the Talmud, the stories of the Talmud rather than the laws of the Talmud. Our sages encoded much of the esoteric tradition that they had received in matters relating to nature or astronomy. In other words, they utilized the knowledge of nature and astronomy that was accepted among the Gentile scholars of their time in order to transmit hidden knowledge. Thus, they never intended to teach the physical facts concerning these phenomena, but rather to utilize these facts as garments or vehicles for esoteric secrets. One should therefore not think that they were wrong because a particular scientific model that they used is no longer accepted. Their intention was to clothe the hidden tradition in the accepted knowledge of their generation. That very tradition could have been clothed in a different garment according to what was accepted as scientific fact in other generations. And in fact, the originator of that particular Haggadic statement would have done so himself had he stated it in those other generations. This paragraph, which was written by the translator, is very important to realize, to understand its truth. This argument has been going on for 3,000 years. This argument about the sages are wrong because they're saying things that are no longer accepted scientifically. But this paragraph explains why they are not wrong. So we need to understand the reasoning and the meaning of the verses, the Pasukim in the Talmud, that appear to be wrong, and place them into our scientific knowledge. But we need to delve into the true deep meaning of what the sages were explaining. I'm continuing to read. Rav Chaim now turns to the original problem at hand. Rav Chaim is Chaim Vital, the main student, the one student of the Ari. He returns to the original problem at hand, namely, the nature of the fourth, the breach side of the world. In one sense, this side seems to be identified with evil, with desolation, etc. And on the other hand, we will now quote verses to the effect that there is another extremely positive aspect to the north. The north is the direction of Gevura. In order to further clarify the nature of this breach north side of the world, we can pit one verse against another. One verse states, evil will emerge from the north upon all the inhabitants of the land. This is a prophecy from Jeremiah about the Armageddon War. From here, it seems that the north represents Gehinnom. Another verse, however, states, how great is the good, the light, that you have hidden? In Hebrew, the word is safanta, from the same root as the word for north, safon. away from those who fear you. And another verse states, whose stomachs you fill from that which is hidden. The word Tzafon in these two latter verses refers to the Garden of Eden, for it is there that the hidden good is stored away for the righteous. And another verse states, I will say to the north, give forth. That is, in the future, God will tell the north, Tzafon, the Garden of Eden, to yield all of its goodness to the righteous. My comment, unwritten comments, is what we need to understand is that the north represents the light that has been concealed. It represents a time of complete judgment. It represents all of Hashem's goodness that he wants to share with us when we merit his sharing it with us. I'm continuing to read from the translator. Gehinnom and the Garden of Eden are opposites. How can one word represent both? And what does this have to do with the breach side of the world? Chesed is associated with the element of water. Rather, the truth is that Tzafon, the north, is the side of Gevura and Isaac, just as Darom, south, is the side of Chesed and Abraham. Chesed is also associated with the element of water, which expands and spreads forth. Similarly, Abraham did Chesed for the whole world. Isaac, on the other hand, embodies Gevura and the element of fire. The Tzafon, the north side of the world, Gevura, is the opposite of Chesed. Whereas Chesed gives forth, Gevura restrains. For this reason, Isaac didn't want to bless Jacob. He didn't even want to bless Esau, except as a reward in return for a kindness. This is the meaning of what Isaac said to Esau. Now take your sword and your bow and go out to the field to trap me some game. Make it a tasty dish, the way I like it, and bring it to me to eat. My soul will then bless you before I die. The righteous who keep the Torah will be rewarded. The explanation for this seeming anomaly is this. Just as Jacob and Esau both emerged from Isaac, so also the Garden of Eden and Gehinnom emerged from the Tzafon, from the north, from the breached side of the world. Similarly, just as the Garden of Eden and Gehinnom both preceded the world, so also did God precede the Torah with the Bet of Bereshit. In this way, he informed us that the two places that emerged from the breached northern side of the world both preceded the world. We know that the Garden of Eden preceded the world from the verse, God planted a garden in Eden from before. Similarly, we know that Gehinnom preceded the world from the verse, for its heart is ordained of old. God's breath, like a stream of brimstone, kindles it. This, then, is the meaning of Bereshit, the letter Bet, meaning two, Reshit, meaning beginnings. It thus reinforces the knowledge that the righteous who keep the Torah will be rewarded, while those who nullify and negate the Torah will receive their due effect. That's the end of our class for today. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow we will have 4 classes. One is at 7 a.m., which will include the reading of the parasha and discussion as we did this morning. And I highly recommend people listen to the discussion from this morning. It's on our recordings page. The next class will be at 11 a.m., and that will be a continuation of the book of Joshua. At 4:30, we will have our Deep Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. Please note, this week, this coming Sunday, we have an unusual class in that it is Rosh Chodesh. So we will have that event, a Rosh Chodesh event, at 7 p.m. Sunday night, and that's West Coast time. I hope you'll join us, because the month ahead of Heshvan can be a very difficult month, and it's important to take control of that aspect. Again, I ask, are there any questions? Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful evening. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Shalom. Good night.